following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, June 17th through Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. June 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the world and all its allurements are passing. It is your status in heaven you need to work on. Place love of reputation, physical appearance, wealth, all behind you, and choose love of me above all else. That is the only way to gain status in heaven. Seek heaven's assistance in achieving this. Build your day around this heavenly goal. To do so is your sanctification. Do not live to please self, for that goal chains you to earth. Lift your spirit through self-abnegation, for this will bring you peace. Take pleasure in pleasing me and pleasing others. This is a sign of predestination." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 18th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, never be satisfied in your journey towards personal holiness. Be on the lookout for new ways to please me. Regard my commandments as the bylaws of your journey. When one person tries to be holy, many more will follow. It is in this way I will form my remnant faithful. Imagine my anguish as I witness sin after sin in the world. My joy is your sorrow for your sins and a repentant heart. My warriors of faith must join together spiritually in an effort to change the heart of the world. When you pray, pray for all the other members of my remnant faithful. Do not be discouraged by what you hear on the news. Take all the bad news as encouragement to pray more." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 19th, 2022. Father's Day. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, today find, through holy love, new ways to please me. Perhaps it is just praying for patience. Maybe it is in accepting difficulties with patience. This could mean patience in adversity, such as new crosses. In all situations, you are mine, and I am your Father. On this Father's Day, celebrate with me my lordship over your every need. This is what trustful surrender is. This adjustment in allowing me to be your father in the present moment will bring peace to your heart. A note is given to read Psalm 3, 3 through 4. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Another note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 20th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, recognize my paternal power over you and depend upon me as all children should trust in their father. My benevolence towards you is in my provision in every present moment. Even the difficulties of these times, financial, corruption in politics, new diseases, disintegration of family values, even nature itself, are a reflection of evil fruits sown in hearts. My omnipotence is greater than any earthly difficulty. The perplexities you are experiencing are due to your lack of regard for my power over every earthbound problem. The more you disrespect me, the more I must send you difficulties so that you will turn to me for help. Please realize I do this for your own good and as a stepping stone towards heaven. What brings me the greatest sorrow is that people do not turn to me in their need, but try to invent human solutions without acknowledging that I am the creator of all good. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 1 through 3. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You have given me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 21st, 2022. Blessed Mother is here in gold and white. She says, praise be to Jesus. Today, dear children, I come in the spirit of victory, in anticipation of Roe v. Wade being overturned. This is a moral victory. Just the fact that this is being considered is a victory. But the reversal of this horrendous law is a great sign that the conscience of your nation is coming to terms with reality. Other nations should follow suit. Life in the womb is a gift from God and needs to be cherished as such. Such a positive moral victory will be a blessing to your country. We have fought together since the inception of this law. The reversal of the approval of this sin will greatly bless the future of your nation. So many souls have lost their lives on the altar of abortion. Each one was important in God's overall plan. But you have lost great leaders, presidents, scientists, great role models of motherhood and fatherhood. No life is insignificant to God. So we will celebrate today a great moral victory, dressed in the garment of many rosaries said and difficult sacrifices made. I will celebrate with you. June 22nd, 2022. Blessed Mother says, praise be to Jesus. Dear children, I reiterate once again that we should celebrate the possibility of Roe v. Wade being overturned. This would not be unless the conscience of this nation was open to such a change. Many lives and souls are at stake, and many lives and souls have been lost over the years that this barbaric atrocity was supported legally. Continue to pray that your legislators now have the courage to correct this horrible mistake. All of heaven is praying for this. June 22, 2022. Blessed Mother says, on Sunday, the Feast of the United Hearts of Jesus and Mary will appear, and after that, God the Father will give his triple blessing and give a message for the world.